I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Second hour, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Today they loop.
They're looping.
Today we loop.
Oh, boy.
Today we loop. They'll start early on. And a lot of it's some of it's just instructional for the young ages. And then once it gets to fifth grade or fourth grade, they get to start doing it live with them. It's Trailer Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
So the Shin Daddy's teaching people how to back up a trailer.
No.
Just common skills. Yes. They're going to work the boat trailers. They're going to work the lawn trailers. Then later on, there'll be some people showing off in the tractor trailer and then in the semi.
Who's they?
And so they'll have some professionals coming in, and the kids will be taught how to. He'll teach
they're
the
looping.
Old, so there's two ways there he'll be teaching old school. Is that he will not do any teaching through the rear cam. Everything that's going to be done is going to be done either through mirrors or the old school way of opening the door.
Yep.
My dad backs everything in the boat down the ramp. With the truck door open,
looking back,
he's got his head out.
Not with that thing.
Nope, he's backing it in with his to see, pop that door open and drive that thing back in. So
wow,
today is Trailer Tuesday.
So that's a hugely important day for the kids.
No, it's imagine I'd like to have been taught that when I was in fourth grade. Let's learn how to back a boat in. Mm-hmm. Let's learn how to back this thing up.
Do you know how to do it, Jake?
Can you do it?
I have never tried. I think it'd be a rough thing for me.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it either.
I can do it. A little, but not really. It's more fake, you know. Because I know the theory of it, I understand it. I would get it done eventually. But when we go to back our boat, that there's somebody else that can do it better, and I just do something else. I'm usually the guy in the boat that backs it off of the trailer, and then I drive the boat back up. That's my role.
What do you tell Laura?
What's that? I just that there's certain parts of our marriage that'll be embarrassing, and this would be one.
Margaret
of them.
Margaret said to me once, when I was trying to do something like this. That. Women like men with confidence.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm not very confident right now.
Right, so. That's not my confidence.
That's what she said that moment?
That's what she said.
This is not my confidence window, and I'm okay with that, though.
This is not my confidence window. No, I got to remember that.
Yeah,
this is not my confidence window.
If this is where you want me to shine, this is not where it's going to be. I've got some redeeming qualities about myself, but right now, if it's going to be back in this trailer into the garage, it's not going to be
this
it.
This is it. Then we're in trouble.
If this is your one thing you're looking for, I'm not it.
Yeah, she looked me in the eye and said, it freaked me out. I always remember. Now, hey, is this all ages or what do you got? How old do you got to be?
So they'll be taught how to back in K through third. Once you get to fourth
grade. You can't put a kindergartner in there.
No, that's what I said. They'll be taught.
Oh,
and
taught.
Be videos.
Okay.
When it goes to fourth grade, they'll be backing stuff up.
Fourth
so
grade?
Eight,
fourth
nine,
grade,
they can do that.
Fourth grade?
Today they'll be backing things up, teach
fourth
you how to
grade,
do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'll tell you the difference on the boat trailer too is, you know, all of a sudden you're back in the trailer, it goes out of sight. I mean, it drops down, so it's even harder. But when you see the dudes that can do it,
oh god,
it's so impressive.
It is.
You see them whip up and whip around and drive it right in perfect every time, you know. But you have to know the term, and he's going to teach them the terminology too. Cut it, follow it.
Cut it.
Oh yeah, yes. Follow it's a big one. So every time that we're backing the boat in, and Shin Daddy's he's the one who backs it in. He's got the door, and I'm in the boat. I'm always yelling those things, even if it's not the right thing to yell.
If it's not
I'm just yelling, follow it. It's like that's not what he should be saying right now.
He knows, though.
He knows. Yeah, he knows that whatever I'm saying is not accurate.
This is a great service.
This will be today at Midwest Bank in Creighton.
Trailer Tuesday.
And they're big,
the be looping, backing stuff in.
Bust the looping.
Yes. I wish somebody would have taught me how to do it.
Today is the day to go to see McSafety. Or sorry, not McSafety. Shinley. I was talking about McSafety.
McSafety's here.
Schindler.
Is there a way we could get McSafety a place upstairs? Doesn't
McSafety provided us donuts from Lexington, Nebraska.
He stops in Lexington at 4 a.m., gets his donuts, then shows up.
Do you know the name of that place, Mike?
I don't.
He mentioned it?
No, we
it's
should
not
talk.
On the box. It just says fresh donuts.
Just you're right. I don't know the name of it. We'll look that up.
It's got to be close to the interstate. I don't think McSafety's taking a deep dive into Lexington. But maybe he is. But if all of a sudden he's like, yeah, it's 20 minutes in.
Dennis McSafety is
Dennis
here.
Dennis McSafety.
Yes, he's a good man.
With a box of donuts and Rudy's hammering one.
Yeah, Rudy's hammering one. Is that his second one, Rudy?
First one.
Rudy said he could eat 5 Krispy Kremes, no problem.
Rudy, let's make it happen sometime.
Rudy, you're in season. He plays for Westland.
He's a DH.
Yeah.
Helps him load up.
He does have to run the bases, though.
A little bit. 464-5685, call or text, as always. I think for the first time in the history of this show, we got a super chat on YouTube. I know your post game show gets a lot for Husker Online. Yeah. We've never seen a super chat here where people paid for a comment. Yeah, we got a super chat. I'm going to put it on the screen because there is a moment in the second quarter of this game that Matt Rhule said, we heard in the first hour, it was the worst quarter of football he's ever experienced. It was bad. Nebraska at one point had the ball in Michigan State territory and went back 32 yards. They had a 4th and 42. It was horrible. Now, old Dave on the super chat, I'm putting this on the screen right now, says, we didn't boo Dylan or the team after the third straight sack. We booed the refs because they hate us. That was clearly a face mask, which would have given us a first down.
It was.
Earlier, they called PI. They gave him 7 instead of 3. On 3rd and whatever it was, Raiola got sacked, and his helmet came off.
It grabbed like the side of it, right? It wasn't a face mask. He got a hold of it.
Oh, well, I saw a little different angle. I thought he got it right here, Bill. Yeah.
Could have been. Actually, this is one of the 4 plays I saw.
Thought he grabbed it right. Now, it was hidden. Like he went under, so I could see why the ref missed it. I can see how the ref missed it. I mean, I saw it like on a review, and it was like the fourth picture I saw.
I'm not sure that fans were, I appreciate Dave saying that. I think there was general booing about the offense at that time. I don't know if, I was in the stands also, and I did not boo, but I heard people around me booing, and it was not because of the lack of a face mask call. It was because of the bad drive Nebraska just had. Nebraska began 3 straight drives in Michigan State territory, resulted in no points. Not even close to points.
Right.
No, not even a missed field goal. Yeah.
They were in a bad rut. Like I said, it's 19 plays or 23 plays and 19 yards or 23 plays and 19. I don't know. It was like that. It was terrible.
So
it was 23 plays, 19 yards. That's what it was.
Now, I know that
I've never seen that in Nebraska.
Booing is certainly a topic that people are it's divisive. And whether it's pros or college, it's a divisive topic. Mm-hmm. In that moment, I saw someone booing, and a guy next to him saying, no, we don't boo.
You can boo.
I saw over the place, same conversation, we don't boo, booing. Like it's a hot topic in the actual stands during the game and
boo.
After the game. I'm not sure if there's a code that you follow here at all. You're in the press box. You don't boo. Bill's obviously coach doesn't boo. I sit in the stands.
I'm just going to say right now, that would be the most epic thing ever. If there was just
Sean.
You and Sean.
Booing in the press box.
Mitch Sherman. Boo!
What do you think, Keith? How do you think Keith would react?
Imagine that one, Keith. There has to be an intercom up there. Please, everyone, stay neutral.
It would be more than that.
Yeah.
He would come down and get you. Keith Manns runs the press box, basically.
Does he parole? Does he like just pace, just pace back and forth, watching for things, people acting up?
No, he doesn't pace. He has people working for him. There's nobody pacing. Yeah. But you can't boo in the press box. We talked about this the other day. I think I'm in the camp that you can absolutely boo. Do I got to go through it again?
Please do.
Emotional energy, physical energy. I mean, you spend a lot of money, financial energy. You expend so much energy as a fan. Yeah, I think you have the right. You 100% have the right.
If I'm coaching and my team gets booed, I would think nothing of it. There never I wouldn't give the fans, hey.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game. Delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
What's the deal here?
You turn around.
I don't care.
Come
it's on, like, man. No, we gotta play better. And I'm with Steve. I don't get worked up. I'm not a fan. I think it's one of those things you kind of have a right to if you want. I would think not to.
I wouldn't do it myself.
But I also wouldn't lose my mind if a guy four seats over, you know, from Tecumseh, yep, and he boos. I'm not gonna say something to him. Hey,
we don't boo here.
We don't do no.
What do you mean you don't boo here?
Yeah,
we're not above. I don't think you're above booing.
Would you like to be better? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. It wouldn't be, but there's no chance that I'm not gonna be like as we're walking to Barry's after the game. Then I'm going to be like my buddies, like that. I'm not going in the bear with you guys. I heard
you
two of you
booed.
Boo, and I didn't boo, and you booed, and I'm not part of this. No. You know, I don't think that's where I'm drawing the line.
No, I think it's, I mean, you don't want premature booing. I mean, all that.
There's a second quarter.
There's a time and place, but I get it, and I'm not. No, there's definitely times when it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. First of all, from the articles that I read after when you sent that out, I'm like, okay, there was booing.
Yeah.
And so you can't say, we're just booing because there was someone said they booed after, there was booing after a punt, there was booing after this. It's like, okay, whatever.
Couple times.
And so it's not just, no, we were booing because of, we thought that the Michigan State player, you know, made an obscene gesture to us. No, they were just booing. So there was booing.
It's way better than apathy, number one. Yeah. You have a full stadium of people who are totally engaged in the game.
Or an empty stadium.
Yep. Right, or an empty stadium. Yep. Now, I would tell Dylan, I don't give advice, but don't address it. It is what it is. Just let them boo. Those fans are really important to this program.
Typically, the boos you hear at a football game are at the refs. You do not hear, at least in Nebraska, very often booing at the team's performance. It is about a bad call.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
That's part of football. That's part of the fun of going to a game. The problem people have is when if you're actually booing the product on the field, that's not the refs, it is your team. That's the issue people have right now.
Well, what's the booing? I don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't encourage you. I think the other part, I know this, it's pretty common that it doesn't help. I don't know if that, it's like, and some people think this one, there's some of his thoughts. If I boo, they'll upset those guys and they'll play better. That's true. It's like Jake leaving the stadium.
Yep.
When there is like if I boo, they're gonna know we're upset and they're gonna have to get on the sidelines and get themselves fixed. That doesn't happen.
I don't think that happens.
That doesn't happen.
No.
To your point about lack of apathy, someone says, I would say, texter says, booing shows passion. Those that boo are probably the same ones that yell on every third down, and the fans that say we don't make any noises at all, they criticize.
Oh, I guarantee you that the booers are loud on third down, and they're loud. They're not. They're not going
come
like,
on, get up, let's go.
They just scored an incredible touchdown. They just sit there like this. Yeah. Right. Why are you here?
No, they're high five everybody.
I'm here to boo. I only do boo.
I have trouble with the notion that it's somehow inappropriate and we don't do it here. Let them do it at other places. No, come on. What?
Like you said, we're no one's above booing.
Yeah, we're not different here. Well, I don't think we should try to be that much different than everybody. Why?
Could you imagine this conversation if we're on the radio of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Right. Or the Philly. Yeah.
They embrace
it. They'd be like, what are you guys talking about?
Right now, they would step on here and they'd throat punch us. A radio station would show up from Philadelphia and be like, hold it. Go over this conversation again. What are you guys saying? Because
you're debating whether you can boo or not.
Because they'll boo their team in the first play.
Oh, yep. Well, it'll be more than booing.
Yeah, more than booing. It'll be way more than booing. Right, yeah. Right. It hurts sales one pass like that. They're like, get him out! Right.
There's a jail cell in their stadium.
Yes, there's right. And it's full every game.
Right. Jake, I'm me and Bill are the same. I'm not a booer. I don't know that I've ever booed in Maine State.
I have.
I boo a lot.
Have you? Have you booed?
I know for
sure.
Boo!
I was you know, I booed a couple times. I did not boo Saturday. I did join the boos at the Ball State game back in the day.
That was, tell me, though, Bill, you don't love the sound. I love the sound.
It is kind of cool.
Boo! It's kind of funny, you know, like there's actually people.
It's kind booing. Of that. That also used to be a thing here at Nebraska where there's like you couldn't boo
right.
the opposing team
right.
when they came mm-hmm. out. I'm like, I would hate to be an opposing team and not come out and get booed.
That's
I would,
part of the, yeah.
that's part of the fun.
It fires would, you up,
if you,
right?
If you come out of the tunnel, I hope they boo Michigan. That if I wouldn't want to be on Michigan's team and be like, no one even booed us. Right. Like, no,
that's
kind
of weird.
Nebraska does apathy. That, though, don't they?
They do a little bit.
A now. Little bit. But I
it's getting there.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we don't you know the other team like that. No, boo them. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's not sack. It's like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not... There's a word I'm looking for. It's not
sacrilegious.
It's not sacrilegious. I guess I don't like it when we do this thing here where we're above certain things. We don't have to be above everything. Yeah. Just boo a little
bit. If you
bit.
Choose not to boo, that's fine.
It's fine.
I wouldn't get in a fight and the guy one row down.
No, I would not either.
I wouldn't. We don't do that.
Yeah, like, I don't do it. I don't. But I don't mind other people.
I think
doing.
Eventually.
What is it, Jake?
I got a text to read. This is Dirty Tony and the Boys says. I have sat near Jake at Husker basketball games before. Jake is an elite booer. It's typically at, yeah. again, like I said, at the ref.
You're an elite booer?
I join in the crowd.
You booed Fred?
I don't
you boo. Booed Fred?
I,
you booed Fred?
I don't usually
just
boo.
Just a minute.
Yeah, hang on. Fred, chime in.
I don't usually boo the performance. I boo
Fred
typically bad
in.
Calls. Bad calls in the game. I will join the boo parade.
Okay, yes. But you...
Derek, you live close to Fred.
If you boo the him. Team, it's okay, Jake. It's okay.
I understand that. I boo the Dolphins all the time.
Now, how does it... okay, I got a question. Does it impact you guys that these guys are now making... Like, Dylan's making a lot of money. So I feel like...
That changes the game, doesn't it?
Oh, it changes the game for me a little bit. Like, I feel a little bit more freedom to criticize
yeah,
a
get,
left tackle
one,
who's making $1 million.
Hey, they're just kids.
No, I mean,
no,
Pritchett's making more than the yeah. chancellor.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's like, yeah,
right, a lot more.
A lot more.
Yeah.
The chancellor.
Right. I mean, I'm not booing. I'm not suggesting you boo Pritchett, but I'm just using him as an example.
Example, sure.
Yeah. I like Pritchett. I do.
Think,
I like
someone
Pritchett.
Says, do you think the boos are a result of alcohol sales at the stadium now?
No.
No, probably not.
I don't think so. I don't think it slows it down, though.
No.
But no, I don't think that's the case.
Slows it down.
The people, I love the people now that feel that like okay, they're serving alcohol in the stadium. Like no one came into the stadium, was
drunk.
Sneaking liquor in the stadium, or
yeah,
no one was drinking
exactly.
before the game.
Right.
I mean, it's also like, well, now there's alcohol. There's been alcohol in the
yep.
stadium, just so you guys know.
My biggest takeaway is this. I don't think Nebraska should be the place where we say, hey, we don't boo here. We don't do yeah. that. No, why? We don't have to be that way. Now, there's people that get mad at me for saying that.
I love the classic line, too. It's like, you don't want to get booed? Be better. For any place. It's like, okay, that's how you don't get booed. Now, back in the people say, I'm going to talk to the guy two rows down. I'm happy with it. But now, back in the day, when in the 70s, 80s, wherever it was like that, even though I didn't want some, I thought it was something, there was something that's kind of cool to see, but injuries. If all of a sudden someone's rifling oranges from the upper deck, I think you need to say something to
that's
him.
A problem.
That was, okay, yeah. someone can
that
get killed.
That was ridiculous.
Someone can get killed.
Oh, I was down there a time.
Oranges. Oh, no. Oh, Jake.
I know, I heard
it was,
that.
It was insane.
Frozen oranges.
But imagine
frozen
being
oranges.
In that row. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
seriously?
If all of a sudden the guy out of me, Nebraska scores and he pulls two oranges out of his pocket.
Frozen.
Frozen oranges. And then plus the problem is people throwing them. Think they can throw it to the stadium? They can't. People were catching them in the back of the head.
Yeah,
people were getting knocked out.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. I was in Norman one time, and a frozen orange came real close to me, and I just said, I'm out. I'm going. And I went to the tunnel. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to get hit in the head by an orange.
No, it was something like that. So that, I can see someone say, hey, listen, excuse me.
That's a problem.
Chester? Yeah, we're not throwing oranges. We're not doing that.
Try not to.
I want to wrap up. Ellis says this. When it comes to being the greatest fans on earth, it is really annoying to me that people think that means we are nice, including cheering for the opponent. That's not, he said, that's a bunch of bull. Being the greatest fans on earth means we are loyal,
right.
passionate, and demand excellence.
100
is warranted.
God dang it. There's
nice job, Ellis.
Yeah, good job,
Ellis.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
Yeah. You first of all, you want a place that is on fire.
Right.
You want a place that's on fire with everything.
100. 100.
Hundo.
You don't have to be passive.
Good discussion.
I'm not saying you just go all out all the time.
Yeah,
but there's a time.
Don't go out of your way.
Imagine this one. This is KRNU, Philly Live. I heard they booed the Eagles.
Oh God!
I guarantee you the Eagles got booed on. They lost a game.
Oh yeah.
At some point in time, they got booed relentlessly. Matter of fact, they would probably punch the guy next to him that didn't boo. They'd be the one.
You're not booing? Yeah, hey, screw you, man.
What's your problem?
Trying to be positive. Hey, why don't you knock it off and boo?
No, we're not positive.
Yeah, we're not doing that here.
When Look we at come, that offense.
When we come back, NFL winners and losers is next on Early Break on the Ticket.